This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Belarusian opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova is speaking out about what happened to her after she was nearly deported earlier this week. Reuters cites a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday, saying security officers put a bag over her head and threatened to kill her. Kolesnikova then prevented the attempt to expel her by ripping up her own passport. The statement comes after the European Council president called for faster consideration of sanctions against Belarus. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, alleged the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. The United States has imposed sanctions on 4 Russia-linked individuals. The U.S. Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing those involved of attempting to influence the U.S. election. The Treasury says it has blacklisted a member of the Ukrainian parliament and 3 Russian nationals that are employees of the Internet Research Agency. Reuters reports Microsoft Corporation recently alerted a firm working with presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign that it had been targeted by suspected Russian hackers. 3 people briefed on the matter confirmed the case to Reuters. The hacking attempts targeted staff at the Washington, D.C.-based SKD Knickerbocker over the past 2 months. That's a campaign strategy and communications firm working with Biden and other prominent Democrats. We have more for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union told Britain Thursday during emergency talks it should urgently scrap plans to break their divorce treaty. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government refused. The UK saying it will press on with a draft law that could make the nation's departure from the EU a messy end. The British government's draft legislation published Wednesday would violate parts of the exit deal. It prompted European leaders to complain of an unprecedented breach of trust and to warn the move could wreck current negotiations dealing with Britain's future trade relationship with the bloc. Dozens of extreme wildfires swept across multiple U.S. West Coast states on Thursday. The fires have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 3 people, that according to state and local officials. High winds and extremely high temperatures have torched more than 1 million hectares in the state of California, significantly more than what burned last year. In the state of Oregon, the blazes tore through at least 5 communities up and down Oregon's Cascade Mountain Range and areas of coastal forest fueled by August and September heat waves. A large fire erupted at the port of Beirut on Thursday. The blaze came 1 month after a devastating explosion last month that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others, according to state-run national news agency. A military source said the fire broke out at a port facility that stores oil and tires and that the cause of the fire was not immediately clear. Area residents panicked at the sight of another huge fire after being traumatized by last month's explosion. In addition to killing more than 190 people and injuring more than 6,000 others, the August 4th explosion damaged thousands of buildings. There's little left of the notoriously overcrowded Moria refugee camp in Greece. A second fire overnight destroyed nearly everything that remained in the camp after the original Tuesday night blaze. Former residents returned to the camp to pick through the charred remains for their belongings. U.S. presidential opponents Donald Trump and Joe Biden continue to target battleground states. Thursday, President Trump will campaign in the state of Michigan just a day after the former vice president made remarks from the heavily industrial state. Biden accused President Trump of betraying the American people, saying he knowingly lied about the deadliness of the novel coronavirus in what amounted to a dereliction of duty. You can read more about it on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.